Farmers and Tractors to Washington, David Sparks, Ag Information Network. Times certainly change, don't they? Let's go back in time to February 5th of 1979 on the Mall in Washington, D.C. That day was full of tractors and farmers.
The reason we're in Washington today is to protest the low prices that we're experiencing in agriculture today.
Now let's fast forward to a couple of days ago, where a lot of tractors and other farm machinery showed up, but in this case, they weren't here to protest, but rather
to really give a display that celebrates modern agriculture and how technology is really leading to a more sustainable food production system.
The event was National Ag Day, and one of the coordinators of this Ag Day event was Kurt Blades, who you just heard. He's with the Association of Equipment Manufacturers. He and others helped bring together people and equipment from some 30 companies and organizations, and all up and down the mall were all sorts and sizes of innovative, almost futuristic tractors and other cutting-edge farm technology.
Whether it is the latest and greatest in tractors or spraying technology that identifies the weeds and only sprays the weeds, or the latest engines in tractors that are 20% more efficient than the previous generation, and then other interesting things like robotic milking that allows for a small farm to be more operationally efficient, but also be able to address some of the labor concerns that might exist today.
The sights and sounds of progress. David Sparks, in association with the Ag Information Network.